Thank you. I started playing just to get everybody to come on in. Everybody's out there having such a good time talking. Yeah, including me. I couldn't get down here. All right, here we go. This is going to be a fun concert. If you know some of the songs, you can sing along. You won't know this one. But yeah, here we go. They're going to sing. Don't break your neck looking back. These folks will be down here in a minute. Here we go. One, two, three, go. See if you know that. Plenty of room in the family. All right, here's one you will know. Sing along with me. I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
Great.
All right, God is able.
God is able. God is able to deliver.
The decree came down to all the land, to the people of the king's command. Bowed down to the dusty ground when they heard the trumpet sound. But too few, they defied the king with a fiery zeal. They were thrown in the flame that day. But you could hear the children say,
God is able. God is able to deliver from the fire. He will rescue those who serve him when the flames are burning higher.
Don't you know that some things never change, and our fiery trials are still the same? The saints of God must face the test, but you can stand above the rest. Take courage, friend, and walk on through. The Lord will face the fire with you. Stand with the saints and say, my God will provide a way.
Thank you.
I look around, I see prophecy fulfilled. And there are signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. And I can almost hear the Father as he says, son, get your children, 'cause at the midnight cry, the bride of Christ will rise. We will all rise.
Thank you for being here. Look at this awesome crowd. Isn't this a great evening of folks here? Wow. Well, I'm David Dale, and I am Minister of Music at Broadway Baptist Church in Lexington, Kentucky, where most of these folks come from. There's two ladies in our group who live in Maysville, but they've been singing with us for a long time. We are so happy to have you here tonight. I want to ask you, though, I've got a pen and paper here. I want you to tell me out loud the name of one or two of your favorite hymns or gospel songs, just loud enough for me to hear. How great thou art. I didn't know what that one was, but I surrender all. All right. Hang on. I heard the king is coming too. That was a good friend of mine asked me about that in the beginning. Okay. All right. Now then, we're not going to sing those songs. I just wanted to know what some of your favorite songs are. So we may get to them eventually. All right, well, we're going to step back in time now a little bit. I've been in this church. I told some folks over here on that second row when I was about that tall. That's where I used to turn around and stick my tongue out at the lady that sat behind us. And I got in serious trouble because she told on me every time. But let's go back in time. You're going to love this next little set here. It's an old song or two that you can tap your feet and clap along if you'd like to.
Soul. He paid my heart and mind.
with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. We'll gather with the saints, we'll gather with the saints of God. Oh, when the saints go marching in, when those saints go marching in, Lord, I want to be in that number, in that number, when the saints go marching.
Doesn't flip your switch, you're out of electricity. Man alive. Beautiful. Thank you all so much for this. Takes your words away from you. Now we'd like to ask you to give. We're going to have an offering, and we've got ushers that will be coming up front. And as they make their way down here, then we will pray. And this is a love offering. It goes to the musicians. David has just done a fantastic job here. And there we go. Yes. I really don't know how a piano can handle that kind of abuse. But evidently he knows how to do it, so we'll leave it at that. And yes, there's another one down here that could do it too. But so, and it is simply beautiful. And boy, God has been so good. You talk about miracles. You know that we've got the phrase, He wants us to do what we can do, and then He does the miracles. And if we just back off and let Him do when we've done what we can do, it will work. God just doesn't fail. And I'm going to ask, I will pray, and then as we go back, give what you feel you can. Thank you very much. God, we thank you for this time that you've brought us here, for David, his musicians. Father, they're called to do the work, and we praise you for that. We enjoy this kind of music so much, and we're going to be even further blessed as they continue on. And we ask that this offering be used for your praise, to meet the expenses. We love you, praise you, and thank you for all the people here tonight. This is beautiful. And we thank you, Father. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
That little combo of song, I've not put those three together. Whoever asked for those, that was great. Oh, well, I want you all to know Judy and Mary, they are sisters. And before they sing, one more thing. Carolee Lawtonville, where are you? Raise your hand out here, dear. Carolee Lawtonville is my piano teacher. She did it. When I wasn't sticking my tongue out at the lady behind me, I was watching her play the piano that used to sit right at it. Thank you, Carolee and Tom, for being here tonight. Now then, back to the program. Judy and Mary are sisters from Maysville, Kentucky.
Thank you. 'cause he gave his everything. He came to live again in us. He came to be our conquering king and friend. He came to lead and show the lost ones his love. He came to go
and prepare a place for us. And that's why we praise him. That's why we sing. That's why we offer him our everything. That's why we bow down and worship his king.
You know, at this time, sometimes our programs, we take a moment to recognize veterans, and that's something we want to do right now. But do you all remember, those of you at Sequoia Hills, back in the, when I was a child, we had a person, his name was Leroy, I forget his last name, who was a prisoner of war. Leroy who? Rutledge, Leroy Rutledge. I remember my parents praying for him. Do you all remember that? Well, so many have given so much, but we want to... If you're a veteran of the United States military of any branch, would you stand, please, and let us recognize you? Please stand if you're a veteran. Amen. Right. We're glad to thank you for your service. We thank you so much. We have among us, how many of you are old enough to remember a guy named Red Skelton? That was a dumb question. Well... All right, so Red Skelton had a monologue that he did. It became very famous. It was about the flag of the United States. He did have a serious bone in his body, and this was one of them. But we're going to recreate. We have our own Red Skelton here tonight. We want to share him with you. Now, this, let me just tell you, this is a little drama. It's a little monologue, and there's a place in there where we do the Pledge of Allegiance, but we don't want you to participate. You watch as we do this, okay? Red Skelton.
I had this teacher. I only went to school until I was in the seventh grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. No kidding. I went to school during the summertime, and I went to school in the wintertime, and I worked all summer. So anyway, I had this teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana, and he was such a great teacher. He had such wisdom. He was a real sage of my time anyway. But anyway, we were reciting the Pledge of Allegiance in class one day, and he comes up to us, this little teacher, little old man. His name was Mr. Laswell, Mr. Laswell. And he says, I've been listening to you children recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester. And it seems as though it's become rather monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion. To the flag, Old Glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect because your loyalty has given her a dignity that says freedom is everybody's job. Of the United. That means, boys and girls, we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united to create 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united in a common purpose, which is love for country, of America, and to the Republic. Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern, and government is the people. But it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation. One nation. Which means so blessed by God. Indivisible, incapable of being divided. With liberty, which is to say freedom. The rule of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. Justice. The state of dealing fairly with one another. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, that it is as much your country as it is mine. Now, boys and girls, let me ask you to stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance with me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Mr. Skelton went on to say in his monologue, since I was a small boy, two states have been added to this great nation. And two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone were to say that were a prayer and it were to be eliminated from our public schools too?
There's a man who fought in World War II. He proudly his Old Glory from high upon his roof. He starts out every morning like it's Independence Day. I've seen him at attention salute the flag and say, I love this land. From sea to shining sea, I love this land, home of the brave and free. I love the liberty, the justice, and the truth on which we stand, one nation under God. I love this land.
All across the country, big cities
little towns. While mom is getting ready, dad pulls the car around. They join the congregation to sing Amazing Grace. They're free to worship Jesus, and they are free to pray. I love this land, from sea to shining sea. I love this land, home of the brave and free. I love the liberty, the justice, and the truth on which we stand. One nation under God. I love this land. God bless America, the land I love. Oh, I will stand beside her and defend her with my life. For my children, for freedom. Oh, which we stand, one nation under God. I love this land.
I love this
land. One nation under God. I love this land.
Okay. Jerusalem.
There's a lady from Oklahoma that she lives here now, but she was from Kentucky. Her name's Paula Stefanovich, lives over in Edmond, has written some wonderful, wonderful Christian praise music and things that are familiar with a touch of something new. But anyway, Paula wrote this rendition of Jerusalem, and we want to share that with you.
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem.
I tell you what, we're having a great time. This program's getting close to the end. This is going so fast here. I want to share with you, we have some CDs out there. There's a couple of piano CDs. They're just hymns I play and put on a recording. I have a Christmas CD. The group has two CDs. One is a cappella. We went on a cruise a few years ago and had to do three concerts on a cruise ship, and they all had to be different. So we did a gospel thing. We did an a cappella song, you know, concert. And some of the recordings out there, it's a cappella. Then there's another recording with a bunch of things you've heard tonight. And a Christmas recording that's really nice, too. So if you buy those, that helps our bus get home on fuel and all that sort of thing. Speaking of buses, there's a couple of guys here. I won't call any names, but they got in trouble a few years ago, I know, for painting a bus out here. Y'all know about that? I mean, they painted this bus, and I've ran them off already. They're not painting that white bus out there. So anyway, you buy the CDs, and that'll help us get home. We're going to start winding down. There's a song that I want the group to share. We're not going to do the a cappella one that I talked about. We're going to come up and do I Bowed on My Knees and Cried Holy. Oh, no. So, whoop, sorry. We got one more first. Daniel, you're next. After Daniel, we're going to do. Now, Daniel, let me tell you about Daniel. He's a director of music in a school in Lexington called Lexington Christian Academy. It's a great school. He is choral director. How many students do you have, Daniel?
About 200.
He takes them to Carnegie Hall. He takes them all these. You know, we all enjoy watching where he goes, but he's also a great soloist, and he's going to sing His Eyes on the Sparrow.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, oh, my constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. So let not your heart be troubled. His tender words I hear, so resting on His goodness, then I lose my doubts and all my fears. Though by the path He leadeth, it's just one step that I can see. But I know His eye, it's still that sparrow, and I know He watches me. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Oh, I sing because I'm happy, and I sing because I'm free. For His eye, it's still on that sparrow, and I know watches me. And ever I am tempted, when clouds arise, when songs give place to sighing, and all hope within me seems to die. It's when I draw the closer to him, and from my prayers he sets me free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches. So I sing because I'm happy, and I sing me. That's why I sing because I'm happy, and I sing because he set me free. Oh, for his eye is on the sparrow.
Thank you, Daniel. The text of this next song is incredible. It's called "I Bowed on My Knees and Cried Holy."
But I'm not a music teacher, okay?
Say what?
I said, but I don't have a degree in music, so.
Rick, that's not important. We're going to sing "His Eye Is on the Sparrow." Thank you.
I dream of a city called glory, so bright and so fair. When I enter the gates, I cried holy. The angels all met me there. They carried me from mansion to mansion, and oh, the sights I saw. But I said, I want to see Jesus, 'cause he's the one who died for all.
I bowed on my knees and cried holy.
I cried holy.
Holy. I clapped my hands and sang glory. Son of God, glory to the Son of God.
And as I entered the gates of that city, my loved ones all knew me well. They took me down the streets of heaven. Oh, the scenes too many to tell. And I saw Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac. Spoke with Mark and Timothy. But I said, Timothy, I want to see Jesus, 'cause he's the one who died for me. I bowed on my knees and cried, holy. I cried, holy, holy. I clapped my hands and sang, glory, glory to the Son of God, glory,
glory
to the Son of God.
I bowed on my knees.
Boy, it's been such a delight for me to be here tonight. I'm telling you, it's been a great blessing. Thank you all for coming. You know, we just sung about heaven. The Bible tells us a few things about heaven. There's a few folks that would be in these empty places right now if they were here, that they're in heaven tonight. And you know them. I know them. We're going to sing as a closing song, a song that you know you can sing with us if you want to. It's called My Tribute. And it really is a testimony from me to you, to God, saying thank you for this church, for you as a church family, for the friends and all the things that's taken place in this place. Beautiful place, my tribute.
Say thanks for the things you have done for me, things so undeserved, yet you give to prove your love to me. The voices of a million express my gratitude, all that I am and ever hope to be. I owe it all to thee,
to God be the glory, to God be the glory.
He has Lord, let it be pleasing unto thee. And should I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary, Calvary, with his love,
he has saved me,
with his power, he has raised me.
Y'all go have a seat. Brother John, whoever's in charge, thank you all so much. What a wonderful time. Someone else is going to take over now. Beverly, you're the one. Or you and someone.
Okay. It's been a little bit of heaven tonight, hasn't it? As I was sitting there thinking about what the Lord has done for me in this place through the years, and how thankful I am for Sequoia Hills. And then I look around and I see those of you in this room who have blessed me so much, taught me when I was young, and helped me grow in the Lord. And so thankful for them. The other day, Jerry Harless was sharing with me, because if you've seen in the back, we have pictures of the history of our church and then just some pictures of various things. And you'll notice that our mother church was Hillcrest Baptist Church, and it is closed now. But Jerry said, oh, I went there when I was a child. And I said, you did? I had no idea. And he said, yes. And he said, Betty Martin was my teacher. And he said, Betty Martin, I ran into her, and she said, Jerry, I have been praying for you all these years. And he said, now, I don't know if she prayed for me the full 30 years or not, but I believe she probably did. And so, you know, you look at things like that and those kind of stories, and you say, thank you, God, for what you've done. Thank you, God, for what you've done. We want to give just a few short recognitions tonight, just kind of for fun. And so it's going to be kind of popcorn, so when you hear something that's familiar with you, jump up if you can, and if not, hold your hand up and wave it. And Joan and I are going to kind of do this back and forth with each other, and we're going to go quick. We want to recognize staff. So if you have been, and this is the call staff, paid staff, so if you've served on our staff as pastor, anyway in the music line, education minister, or if you're a spouse of one of those, would you please stand? I know, Brother. Yeah, there's Brother. Yay, Geneva. Hey. Thank you so much. We've been blessed. You all go back and look at the pictures, and I'll tell you how much we've been blessed by them. If you've served on our staff in other positions, in the office, as a musician, cleaned our facilities, you worked with our youth, you work with preschool, those singles, that includes you, Paula. Would that group please stand quickly, please? Wow, look at that. Ah, awesome. Okay, now then, if you were ordained here, ordained either as a deacon or in pastoral ordination, if you were ordained in our church, would you please stand? Wow. Wow. If you served on the staff at TIBC, TIBC, we are the mother church for TIBC, Tulsa International Baptist Church. And so if you were on the staff, if you've been on the staff at TIBC, I know Brother Ted's here. Stan, anybody else on staff from TIBC? Yes. Yeah. Wow. And we would like to recognize all of our TIBC members that are here. So if you're a member of TIBC, all of you that are members, all of you stand. Yeah. Thank you all. Thank you. And I give it to Joan.
Yeah, as we all know, it takes more than paid staff to run a church. So many of us have served in volunteer positions. So if you have taught in Sunday school, or now we call it life group, or church training in the adult area here in this church at any given time, would you please stand? Okay, if you taught in the youth, children, or preschool area. Woo! All right.
Oh, wow.
Oh, and extended. All you extended people, we know we couldn't have a church without you. We couldn't have the worship. If you've ever served in extended, that should be most of you. And if you haven't stood yet, maybe you'd hear can stand on this one. Did you keep records for any of this? Because you know we've got to have statistics. Have you been the record keeper for any of these groups? Yeah. Oh, come on now.
Come on, Terry.
All right. Beverly, back to you.
Okay. These are life events. So if these have happened to you while here, please stand up. If you were saved and or baptized here.
Woo!
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
If you accepted a call into full-time ministry here, do we have any in that you accept?
Right up there. Woo!
There you go, Kevin. Yes. Yes. Were you married here? How many were married?
Raise your hand.
Here we go.
That's us.
Yeah. Awesome. And did you grow up here? And that would be, I'm one of those. I'm one of those. Yeah, Karen. Thank you.
And we know church is really all comes down to community. Now, this one, I don't remember this, but Beverly said this. Did you ever attend M Night? All right.
Yay. We're telling our age.
Did you ever go to False Creek, either as a youth or as a worker? Woo! What about, did you ever go to Glorietta?
Yeah, looky there. Wow.
Okay, and here I know we'll get a bunch of you. So did you ever do missions here? That means a mission trip, VBS, backyard clubs, the table. That should be everybody. We've all been on missions. And speaking of missions, we thought we'd think of some of the things that some now exist, some don't. What about RAs? Do you remember RAs? Do you remember GAs? What about Bible drills? Whoa!
Yeah.
State competitions. I know you did that, didn't you? I saw your picture out there. Okay.
Yes.
And did you ever, what about experiencing God? How that has really impacted our lives. And a little more recent, maybe you don't remember this, but it impacted my life, and that's WCI, Word Connection Institute. Did you ever go to that? Amen. Amen. Also, retreats. Retreats have been a very big part of our life here. A women's retreat, couples retreat, just a retreat that your Sunday school did.
Retreat.
We retreated from the retreats, didn't we? What about VBS carnivals? Oh, yes. Dunk tanks, bounce houses, and also, this wasn't on my list, but I got to remember this. You always wanted your life group to sign up early because you didn't want to get stuck with the bowling game where you have to pick up the pins every time that they knock down. That was tough. Okay, and also, music has been a very big part of our church. When I first came, it was the Silvertones. Anybody remember the Silvertones?
Yeah.
All right. And what about the great concerts and the plays? That we had magnificent pageants at Easter and Christmas, children's plays. And not to forget, 4-for-1 quartet.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
And of course, as we know tonight, food is a very big part of our lives here at the Baptist Church. And I remember I came, is my queen still here? It was the queens and their cinnamon rolls, right? In the kitchen. All right, remember that? And Granny Brown's kitchen. You did not go into Granny Brown's kitchen. And then, not to forget, our infamous Valentine banquets. And Margie Bear. Woo! And her hee-haw impersonations, you know, unforgettable. And also my very first experience, I came here, I married into the church. My husband was a member here, and he brought me to an event here about a month before we got married, and it was a Valentine banquet. And J.C. Bunn was a bunny. And my eyes just go, oh my gosh, what am I getting into? So, J.C. Bunn's Fun Follies, and speaking of that.
Oh, yes, speaking of that. Speaking of which, how many of you remember hearing Brother Bunn quote the famous Keep on Kicking poem? Stand up if you did. I want to see that. That poem is in the back, by the way. Yeah, Keep on Kicking. That was a big one for Brother Ben. Thank you. And because you are here, we know you are still kicking and churning the milk into butter. Otherwise, how many are thankful to our Heavenly Father for the beautiful music we have heard tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Keep going. And for the faithfulness to his kids at Sequoia Hills for the past 70 years. If you are thankful for that, let's stand, please. And I want to introduce to you Brother Paul Taylor. He is our interim pastor, and we already love him. We haven't had him very long. We already love him. And after Brother Taylor leads us in our closing prayer, you are welcome to stay for more goodies and visiting, and I don't know what all Brenda has prepared over there, but be sure and stay and visit and look at the pictures and enjoy each other. So, Brother Taylor.
I want to thank all of you for being here. What a privilege it is. Linda and I were the only two people in the room who couldn't stand. I ask her, are we Christians? Good Lord. As I think about 70 years, and we saw all of you who stood, who said you were safe here, can you think of the number of little boys and little girls, moms and dads who trusted Christ because of the sacrifice of those who were Sequoia Hills? Can you think about the moments where men and women decided, I am going to follow Jesus no matter what the cost? Can you think about all the lives that were changed? You see, ladies and gentlemen, we celebrate 70 years of God's faithfulness, changed lives, and a foundation for the future. And our God is still great. And the last little boy hasn't been saved here. Amen. I want to thank you, sir, for what a great... Sir, Paul Purefoy told me that you were great. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this church. And we know this church is made up of people who are standing here. And we know of hundreds of others. And we thank you for your faithfulness to them And we celebrate what you have done, and we celebrate what you will do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Ron Poole.